in the northern woods near Nagawny town. 1844, the iron ore was found. William Burt's compass did a crazy spin, and the mineral rush was about to begin. Men came rushing from all around, digging with their picks in the iron ground, buying up supplies, selling their souls, and all for the sake of the rusty gold. Someone said we need a railroad here, and a man named Hayden had an open ear. He wheeled a deal, plotted and schemed, and before you know it, he had built his dream. L.S. and I, L.S. and I, Lake Superior and Ishpeming. L.S. and I, L.S. and I, Little Sally and Imogene. 102, 300 runs, 100, 1,000 million tons, carrying ore from the Inman mines to the Big Lake shore. Horses hauled gravel to a level grade. Men cut the timbers and the ties were laid. And the rails rolled on in a ribbon flow. And the spikes were driven by the hammer's blow. The cars were coupled, the wheels greased. Coal was fed to the iron beast. The whistle hissed, the engines pulled. And all for the sake of the rusty gold. From a dozen mines to the wooden dock, 24 hours running round the clock, with a job to do and work to be done, no time to waste awaiting on the sun. L.S. and I, L.S. and I, Lake Superior and Ishpeming. L.S. and I, L.S. and I, Little Sally and Imogene. 102, 300 runs, 100, 1,000 million tons, carrying ore from the inland mines to the Big Lake shore. Well, the shafts were sunk on the iron range, and the face of the land was forever changed. Don't you dig so much, all the miners would shout, we're gonna turn this whole world here inside out. The wives packed pails, the men went down to spend most of their living days underground. Some men blasted, some men hauled, and all for the sake of the rusty gold. Skips were loaded with the iron ore, raised to the surface, then back for more. Higher and higher in a mountainous pile, waiting on the cars that come in single file. L.S. and I, L.S. and I, Lake Superior and Ishpeming. L.S. and I, L.S. and I, Little Sally and Imogene. 102, 300 runs, 100, 1,000 million tons, carrying ore from the inland mines to the Big Lake shore. L.S. and I, L.S. and I, L.S. and I, L.S. and I.
A friend sent me this album that I'm going to feature primarily on this side of the tape. It is classic and contemporary music from Caledonia, put out by the Smithsonian. And unfortunately, at this point, I don't have a list of the artists. She sent me the CD. And therefore, I can't give you valid information about who does what song. It pretty well identifies itself in terms of subject matter, except there are a couple of songs performed in Scottish Gaelic. I have a friend in Illinois who is just addicted to Scottish music, and she has tons of it. So if anyone is interested in knowing specifics on Scottish artists who you might want to collect, get in touch with me and I'll either put you in touch with her or get the information from her. We really don't have a whole lot of people that we can name off and say this is a famous Scotsman or Scotswoman who made the top 10 or whatever. There are some rock groups up there now, one or two anyway, and Sheena Easton was Scottish. I tend to go back and look at the Scottish poets, Burns and so forth, Sir Walter Scott. In fact, when I went to Scotland in 1970, I got to visit the home, the boyhood homes. Well, actually, it was the boyhood home of Bobby Burns. Can't do that bird exactly right. And the adult home of Sir Walter Scott. Now, the clans over there are defined by their tartans or their plaid. And I bought one for the camels while I was over there, a scarf. And there are camels in my history. My grandmother was a camel. But when you go to, and it's spelled C-A-M-P-B-E-L-L, we would call it Campbell over here, but in Scotland it's camels, the camels. There's the song, The Camels Are Coming. You be careful about telling people you're a camel over there. They'll say, oh, you're a bloody camel. The camels and the MacDonalds were quite the rival clans, and they capitalize on that, of course, in tourism today. I love the bagpipes and the harps and all the traditional Scottish dances and instruments. I knew I liked Scottish music when the Ames Brothers had out the Bonnie Lassie song in the 50s. Oops, I'm showing my age. I dated someone in the mid-60s who was full-blood Scotsman, and his mother still had a very thick Scottish burr. In Edinburgh, you don't hear that much. But if you get up in the Highlands, Glasgow or Inverness, then you hear more of the R sound in their speech. So relax for a little concept music here from Scotland. Pretend you're on a golf course in a coffee shop with some smoked salmon and a wee bit of whiskey if you're into that. Or some shortbread, and they have wonderful oat cakes for breakfast. And we'll catch you the next time around.
Have I worked on ferms and fray and start? The muckle horses won my heart. With big broad backs they proudly stand, the uncrowned kings o'er the land. And yet for all their power and strength, they're as gentle as a summer's wind. So steady, boys, walk on. Our work is nearly done. No more we'll till or plough the fields. The horse's day is gone. And this will be your last trip home. So steady, boys, walk on. Now you'll hear men sing their songs of praise, of Arab stallions in a race, or hunters that fly with the hounds to chase the fox and run him down. But none of them compare, I vow, to a working pair that pulls a plough. So steady, boys, walk on. Your work is nearly done. No more we'll till or plough the fields. The horse's day is gone. And this will be your last trip home. So steady, boys, walk on. And all the years I've plied my trade, and all the fields we've ploughed and laid, I never thought I'd see the time when a Clydesdale's work would ever end. But progress runs its driven course, and tractors here replaced the horse. So steady, boys, walk on. Our work is nearly done. No more we'll till or plough the fields. The horse's day is gone, and this will be your last trip home. So steady, boys, walk on. Friends have lined the road to be there one last time, for none of them would want to miss the chance to see us pass like this. They'll say they saw in years to come the muckle horse's last trip home. So the steady boys walk on. Your work is nearly done. No more we'll till or plough the fields. The horse's day is gone, and this will be your last trip home. So steady, boys, walk on. Your work is nearly done. No more we'll till or plough the fields. Horse's day is gone, and this will be your last trip home. So steady, boys, walk on.
Thank you.
This is really not my home. Where are you, my lovely Jenny? I'm afraid and all alone. There is no peace for me. And I'm sitting in a stranger's room, playing at the stranger's table, shining empty like the moon. There is no peace for me. But in the darkness, struggle cold, I think about a garden valley, gentle as the leaves unfold, singing out along the Tay, distant and so far away. There is no peace for me. And I'm blinded by your city lights. I wander through these fearful places. The colors fade to black and white. There is no peace for me. And these are not the friends I know. These are not their smiling faces. A desert that no one should know. There is no peace for me. But in the darkness, struggle cold, I think about a garden valley, gentle as the leaves unfold, singing out along the Tay, distant and so far away. There is no peace for me. Now I know and feel it well, poor immigrant's deep sunken feeling, standing at gates of hell. There is no peace for me. Burned out by their master's greed, cruel exile transportation, robbed of every love and need. There is no peace for me. But in the darkness, struggle cold, I think about a garden valley, gentle as the leaves unfold, singing out along the Tay, distant and so far away. There's no peace for me.
Behind, laddie, there's better days to find. The companies have the money and they'll soon teach you the skill. There's green fields far away, lad, at the 40s and the Bray. Be a mudman or a roustabout, you'll soon learn how to drill. But who will tend my sheep when I'm far o'er the deep, on the Neptune or the Sea Quest, when the snows come to the hill? Leave the fish and trade, lad, there's money to be made. The hand line and the Shetland yard are from a bygone day. Come to Aberdeen, lad, see sights you've never seen. be a welder on the pipeline or a fitter at Neck Bay. But when the work is o'er and my boat rots on the shore, how will I feed my family when the companies move away? And there's harbours to be built, lad, and rigs to tow and tilt that sit upon the ocean bed like pylons in the sea. There's pipelines to be laid and 100 different trades that'll give a decent living wage to the likes of you and me. But I ken ye men of worth, you're the best men in the north. Not men agreed, but men who need the work that's come your way. Flutter take ashore, a new industry is born. Now Peterhead and Cromarty will never be the
same. Jimmy's gone to Flanders, his fiddle lies upon his bed. It was his father's fiddle, though he's aye been shy to practice it. Jimmy's gone to Flanders, his fishing creel's a tangle fae the nicht. He and Willie fished the Erin, though there was nae moon. Jimmy's gone to Flanders, he spiled the old dog rotten with scraps below the table, though I told him time and time again. Jimmy's gone to Flanders, his fit bobbits are sodden, for they've no been near Dublin since he bought them new frae Sandy Broon. When Jimmy's home fae Flanders, he'll be shamed to clean the football boots and sort out all the untangle for the end that here is fishing good. When Jimmy's home fae Flanders, we'll be sat down by the table and we'll coax him to his fiddle. Jimmy Gee's the born o' Highlanders. Jimmy's gone to Flanders, though he had a job at Logie's yet, but all the lads were jining, it'll all be o'er by Christmas time. Jimmy's gone to Flanders, though he's no the strength his father was, I'm sure he'll be worthy, and the jockey would he burst with pride. When Jimmy's home fae Flanders, he'll be shamed to clean the football boots and sort out all the untangle for the end that here is fishing good. When Jimmy's home fae Flanders, we'll be sat down by the table and we'll coax him to his fiddle. Jimmy Gee's the born o' Highlanders. Jimmy's gone to Flanders, and again he has a lassie. Her father saw them walking by themselves below the falls of May. Jimmy's gone to Flanders, he's as secret as his father was, but I caught her weeping as the sergeant marched him to the train. When Jimmy's home fae Flanders, he'll be shamed to clean the football boots and sort out all the untangle for the end that here is fishing good. When Jimmy's home fae Flanders, we'll be sat down by the table and I'll coax him to his fiddle. Jimmy Gee's the born o' Highlander.
I was listening to the news the other day. They had a fat politician who had the nerve to say he was proud to be Scottish, by the way. With the glories of our past to remember, here's to us, was like us, listen to the cry. No surrender to the truth, and here's the reason why. The power and the glories, just another bloody lie. The use to keep us all in line. Well, there's no gods, and there's precious few heroes, but there's plenty in the dole in the land of the Leal. And it's time now to sweep the future clear, the lies of a past that we know has never been. So farewell to the heather and the glen. They cleared us off once and they'd do it all again. Well, they still prefer sheep to thinking men. I bet many think like sheep are even better. There's nothing much to choose between the old there and the new. They still don't give a damn for the likes of me and you. Just mind you pay your rent to the factor when it's due. And mind your bloody manners when you pay. For there's no gods and there's precious few heroes, but there's plenty on the dole in the land of Leo. And it's time now to sweep the future clear of the lies of a past that we know has never been. Tell me, will we never hear the end of Per Bloody Charlie at Culloden yet again? Though he ran like a rabbit down the glen, leaving better folk than him to be butchered. Are you sitting in your council house, dreaming o' your clan, waiting for the Jacobites to come and free the land? Try going down the brew with your claymore in your hands, and count all the princes in the queue. For there's no gods, and there's precious few heroes, but there's plenty in the dole in the land of the Leo. And it's time now to sweep the future clear of the lies of a past that we know has never been. So don't talk to me of Scotland the brave, for if we don't fight soon, there'll be nothing left to save. Or would you rather stand and watch them dig your grave? While you wait for the tartan messiah, he'll lead us to the promised land with laughter in his eye. We'll all live on the oil and the whiskey by and by, free heavy beer, pie suppers in the sky. We'll never have the sense to learn that there's no gods and there's precious few heroes, but there's plenty on the dole in the land of the Leal. And I'm damn sure that there's plenty to live in fear of the day we stand together with our shoulders at the wheel. Aye, there's no gods.
Fari yo por no, fari yo por cuál es mi ma gur o por Sy'n yr pifle
Fario gur o por ma o Fario o
Sy'n yr pifle
gur o por
Nw yr hyd gwsdio
Fario gur o por ma o Fario o
Nw yr hyd gwsdio
gur o por
Sy'n yr clor so
Fario gur o por ma o Fario o
Sy'n yr clor so
gur o por
Nyn rhed bimle
Fario gur o por ma o Fario o
I will take my plighty, contented to be a wee bitty kilty up in my knee. And I'll gae my pipes another blow, and we'll gang out o'er the hills to Galawah. Oh, the Galawah hills are covered wi' broom, wi' heather bells in bonny bloom. Aye, wi' heather bells and rivers o', and we'll gang out o'er the hills to Galawah. For it's so bonny, lass, will ye gang wi' me and share your life in the far country? Aye, to share your life, though doon far's a', and we'll gang out o'er the hills to Galawah. Oh, the Galawah hills are covered wi' broom, wi' heather bells in bonny bloom. Aye, wi' heather bells and rivers o', and we'll gang out o'er the hills to Galawah. I would sell my rock, I'd sell my reel, I'd sell my granny's spinning wheel. I'd sell the lot, though doon far's o', as we gang out o'er the hills to Galawah. Oh, the Galawah hills are covered wi' broom, wi' heather bells in bonny bloom. Aye, wi' heather bells and rivers o', and we'll gang out o'er the hills to Galawah. Aye, the Galawah hills are covered wi' broom, wi' heather bells in bonny bloom. Aye, wi' heather bells and rivers o', and we'll gang out o'er the hills to Galawah.